Hey, what's going on, peoples? It's your man, Big B. Today's show is sponsored by...
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down I'm, in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
We're back. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I am your man, Big B. Again, welcome to the In Deep Show. IDS for all you hip cats. I do not rock out on this show alone. I have my crew with me. My crew today consists of fresh out of ICU. Damn it, Gina.
Aloha. Welcome, everyone.
And while heavily sedated in ICU, there was one person constantly checking on her. We call him the doctor.
What's up, everybody? She was under close observation. You know, we wanted to make sure her... pulse was consistent with the insulin and everything. Yeah.
God damn, she has diabetes.
I know, right? I just had a cold.
No, you had the Zika. You had the Zika, and that's what it was.
I
pulled her through, and she's here.
And the one making sure everyone has adequate health care. The reigning queen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my name. I'm sorry. I was looking at you like, and me. Welcome. Thank you for pushing play, and thank you for sharing the show.
They know you, Queenie.
Woo-woo.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, boy. Hey.
Start hey, girl, that hey. Shit.
Why you all like that?
This ain't that kind of show.
I'm good, man. I'm here. Had a rough day. But I'm here. Ready to do it.
I feel a one. Bingo.
I got something for you.
You ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
Zoinks.
How was everyone's weekend?
It was the weekend?
I know. Yeah. Mine was recovering.
You didn't go to Ocean City?
No, not this weekend. I was still recovering. I haven't been that sick in a very long time. So, no, I did absolutely nothing.
Hey, how's my man doing?
He's good.
He's good?
He's good.
Did he bring you soup?
He took me to get medicine, and he came over to visit a couple times. And one day we went to the park, and... I still was out of it, and we just sat on the bench like two old people, and I just leaned my head on his shoulders and looked at the water. I couldn't do anything else.
Is he sick now?
Actually, I think he was the one who probably gave it to me.
Oh, shit.
So, no, he's not sick. He's quite healthy at this point. So
past the cooties.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't be certain, but yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You were fine before you met him.
Yeah,
though, right?
It was good. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm drained. So, yeah.
Not like communicable diseases.
Oh, you said you were drained.
Oh, my. How was everybody else's week?
But I ain't do too much, man. Right. Went over to in-law's house and pigged out last night. Oh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't have to cook? Yeah, did you have to bring anything? Oh, that's what's up.
Well, it was last minute. She hadn't made up her mind whether she wanted to do anything or not. So she called like Sunday morning and said, yeah, I guess I'm going to have a little something. So went over there. Yeah. Because I need advance notice if I have to prepare something. You know, I can't just throw something together. You right. know, I got to put my...
You need some... Oh. Okay.
I always put my to my food.
Remind right. me not to eat anything he cooks. He put his un to it.
You don't know what the un is?
Like how much time you
not
need
the pelvic
for.
Thrust. No, I don't.
Depends on what I'm... Man. Yeah.
Like a week's notice or something?
No, like at least a day.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. Don't call me that morning and talk about make this, and I might have some other stuff I got to do. I need time.
Like what?
I said a day, man, or two. I need 2 days in advance.
2 days.
Okay.
2 days. Give me 2 days. That way, you know,
that's just
I can set aside time to do your dish, depending on what it is. Now, if it's something quick, like some potato salad or something, shit, yeah, you can tell me that day, all right, I can do that. But depending on what's on my agenda, you know, I'm a busy man. I ain't
exactly. You got a lot
I'm
going on.
I'm always making moves like that.
Okay, nobody go back and listen to our past shows. So.
Yeah.
For our new listeners, you got stuff to do.
You
got
to set aside time not to do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Touche.
Yeah, because if you want it to be known that you don't want to do anything that weekend and you call me Friday and say, look, I need you to do this. No, I can't because I'm set
not doing
aside
shit.
This weekend
my
to
not
do
doing
absolutely
shit
nothing.
Time.
Right, there you go. That shit takes all, that's how it works.
Phew.
Yeah, shit. I gotta write shit down and call people.
Okay.
Call that shit.
All right.
Brian, how was your weekend?
It kills me how he makes faces like we're on TV.
Hell yeah.
Like the audience will connect with this face.
I get into character sometimes.
I put my in it. I'm like, wait, what?
What you putting in it?
Ooh. I'm sorry. One day you'll be able to see me, I guess.
Well, that's going to have to happen before 7 o'clock. Oh, God.
All
right. Midnight movie over here. All right, so relatively flat weekend.
Yeah.
No excitement.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I pretty much... It was the same, just completely unproductive. Laid around, chilled around. I looked at projects. I got a good view at a lot of projects that need to get done.
Okay.
Did some brainstorming, came up with some ideas that I want to tackle.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And I'll talk with you all fair about a couple of those.
Oh, okay.
I might need your partnership on that.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, man.
That's what we're there for.
Sure, sure. Yes, that's what we're here for.
Right. Well, all right. Guess that means it's time to start the show.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Before you go, I want to talk to you. This time, it's just time.
I love her. I just love her. Well, baby, if he don't change his mind, or fate, or time, yeah, I wanna leave you with this line. It goes, why you're here. I wanna tell you something. It's that I love you, girl. And I wish we could run to the sun and never come back. Yeah. Yesterday I tied two rocks together to symbolize our lives and threw them in the ocean. Now they're on their ocean floor coasting till they stop rolling. So far, they know so now we'll list them. They won't see it. To the point that no one would even believe that we existed. I know that it may sound twisted, but my neglect is killing me. I feel so guilty. Please, have faith if you feel me. It goes by your ear. I wanna tell you something. SOS to your ears. The only thing I ever feared was this day.
You belong to me.
Festa, you know what I'm saying? If I can pop the little loop, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
First of all, I want to start off on a sad note. We're going to say rest in peace to Mr. Gary Shandling. That was a real funny dude. He passed away last week. So I just wanted to, you know.
What's up, nigga?
Touch on that.
Okay.
Touch on that. FYI, for y'all that didn't know, Gary Shandling, I don't know whether it was annually or whenever they felt like doing it, but he used to have like 30 of the top comedians and jokesters and stuff over his house to play a pickup basketball game. Okay, so what they did was they got together after he passed away, they got together you know, and had a, you know, one last basketball game over there. I thought that, you know, I think they should keep it going.
Don't have a final. Make it an annual thing in remembrance of him.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Plus, half of y'all smoking fat ass drunks can, you know, get some exercise.
Well, there you go.
Did I just describe the IDS show?
Nah, we don't smoke though anymore.
I'm sorry, what?
Huh? I said we don't smoke. Oh, when you said smoke, I thought you meant, you know.
Shit.
Nah, hello. Nah. But anyway, among some of the comedians were Bill Maher, Kathy Griffin,
Omar.
Kathy Griffin, Richard Lewis, Kevin Leland, Phil Rosenthal, Jeffrey Tambor. Even sports reporter Jim Gray were among some of the heavy hitters at the joints. I think that's pretty cool, man. But like Brian, like you said, man, maybe they should keep it going.
Yeah, maybe do a scholarship or something.
And have it on TV so you can see that shit. That'd be cool.
Oh man, that would be dope.
Yeah. Let me see. Boxing champion Adrian Broner. Okay. Now, Shawty's pretty cool, man. He's pretty good, but he's been getting in trouble lately. He stay in the shit. I mean, everybody who's seen him fight before he comes out, he's pretty flamboyant, you know, doing all the dancing and all that shit in the ring. If I'm not mistaken, I think he lost his last bout, but don't bet the house on that.
What?
But anyway, apparently he thinks he's a bowler. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, he was at one of the bowling alleys in Georgia, you know, where he's from. Oh, I'm sorry, in Cincinnati, where he's from. I'm getting ready to move the boy. In Cincinnati. All right. And he made a pretty big wager with some other guy. Okay. Totaling about $12,000. Okay. Now, apparently, dude beat him. And I don't know whether dude was, you know, taunting him and just talking trash or whatever. So, apparently, Adrian got mad and just left. All right. So dude was on his way out to his car or whatever, and Adrian approached him, knocked him out cold.
Oh, so now my $12,000, and I get to sue you. Oh,
exactly.
Dope.
Exactly. That 12 is going to turn into, like, I don't know, $30,000.
Not only did he, more than that.
I mean, hey, whatever works, whatever the lawyers can get, you big dummy.
First of all, I don't know what Adrian's pockets look like. But I mean, come on, dog. If you're going to put that kind of money on a bowling game, my game going to be, if I'm Adrian, I know my game going to be tight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, had you had a few drinks and you just assume that your game will get better as you drink? I don't know. I don't know. But apparently it didn't. So Adrian knocked the dude out, went in his pocket and took the money back.
Oh.
Okay.
So that's going to add them. Okay. Yep.
So you just went from aggravated assault mm-hmm. to aggravated assault and robbery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, he has a warrant out on him.
Oh.
Okay. Yep. Not only that, he has a fight coming up this weekend. Championship fight. Nationally televised and all that shit.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot one. He's a boxer, right?
Yes, sir.
Damn, that's assault with a deadly weapon.
Deadly weapon, because
it's
fist.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Wow.
I don't think he's going to be fighting.
They'll let him get his purse because they're going to need that later in court.
How about that? And look, soon as he win or lose, because they get paid.
No matter what.
Right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So we step out that ring, we'll be like, come on, son. Yeah, come with us.
Clink.
Yeah, but man, come on, man. You getting money and you. Well, I think he was doing dumb shit before that. But Adrian, man, come on. Let's tighten up. Oh shit, I was getting ready to go back to the goddamn Gary Shandling story. Let's move this page on over here.
They're numbered, aren't they?
In other crazy news. Brian, your boy Cat Williams, man. How the hell you gonna get choked out by a 17? First of all, you gonna smack the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
That was now, a smack and not a punch.
It looked like a smack.
He punched
shit out of
him. Didn't phase him.
Right, nothing.
It was first of all, Shorty had some weight over what?
No, he did that. Not.
Yeah. Slim head.
But he wasn't that
weight.
He wasn't like
I don't
like
give a
that
damn. Let me tell you something.
Come on,
I don't
man.
Care if it was a difference of the weight I have over Doc. If you sucker punch me, nigga, everything is fair.
Well, no,
my size don't matter no more.
No, I'm saying if you, he looked like he's into wrestling or MMA.
Did he look
or
like
big,
that?
Or he was just a big child. Or he was a big boy for his age. Either
he wasn't. But it wasn't Kat like was a, he was fat though. He wasn't like a
nah,
fat big boy. He was
fat.
Like a
he
was
just
almost.
Solid.
Yeah.
Country cornbread fed.
No, I wouldn't even give him that.
You wouldn't give him the cornbread?
How old was
nah.
He
was
17, wasn't he?
No, I thought he was in like 7th or 9th grade or something
right.
like that.
So, okay, so yeah.
That's like, if you're in like 9th grade, you're 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
but
yeah.
It wasn't like he wasn't that much taller than him, though.
He may have stayed back in 7th grade or something.
He might have, but I'm saying he wasn't that much taller than him, though.
He could have. See, if you stay back and you're on the wrestling team, you know, 5 or 6 years. You know, back to back, you're going to acquire
minute,
the skills
he
if
got,
you didn't do it.
He got what he deserved. You punched that boy in his face, you got your ass whipped by a teenager. That's what he get, you big dummy. Sorry.
But like you said, it was kind of like punch. He was like, oh.
Oh, that's how you do it?
I'm going to get my ass
like,
kicked.
You just did
kinda
it kind of
did a little neck, like, oh, it's only popping.
Right.
He took him down, and that's why I said he has to do wrestling. Because he took him down and put him in that, like, wrestling.
Put him in that Hulk Hogan joint.
I got you, brother.
Anyway, the boy was 17 years old. He was 17 years old. His name was Luke Walsh. Okay, now check this out. Both him and Kat has been charged with disorderly conduct.
Oh.
And both of them have warrants on them now.
Damn.
Okay, now the people talk to Kat's lawyer and, you know, they're saying, you know, if you don't bring Kat in, we come to get your ass.
Damn, I thought nobody pressed charges. I thought, you know, ghetto rules say nobody.
Well, you don't have to press charges in order to get disorderly conduct. That doesn't have to be a charge that's pressed. That's what you done in public.
Okay.
You know, so it's a difference. Hmm. But, yep. And the only reason that Shorty's being charged because, you know, foul language was being used by both of them. And in Georgia, even if you're 17 years old, you still can be charged.
Foul language?
But you know what, though? The thing that pissed me off about the whole thing is, if y'all remember, I played the little clip where Kat was talking all this stuff, offering Kevin Hart up. Now, I don't know if anybody follows Kevin Hart. This dude has his own Nike clothing line and shoe because of his amazing physical fitness.
I know. He is petite, but he's cut.
He cut. Right. Man, that boy is cut more than a bag of dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, you know, you talking all this stuff to him, but here's this kid,
baby,
that done gassed you out, almost choked you completely out.
Oh, he had to tap out.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing thing that I hated about it.
Man down.
That kid don't have access to a microphone like Kat do, and I knew Kat was going to go on stage and put his own little spin on the shit and pump his own self up. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
The story. Here's the story with the little strong ass 17 year old nigga. Okay. So the reason that I'm in Gainesville is because I fucking live there, nigga. I don't live where broke niggas stay, but I stay in the same town as them niggas. I don't never see them, cause I be out on the lake. I got boats and jet skis and shit. I got white friends. I don't have to be around niggas all the time. White people have fun during the day. Niggas be stressed out all day. My white friends will go fishing for 3 hours, go hunting for 2 hours, go drinking for 6 hours, and then be like, what a fucked up day. We didn't do shit. Oh, look, that's 3 vacations to it. So if I want to see real niggas, I go to the hood. This particular time I was going to the hood, I had on a pretty, I was driving a Polaris slingshot. So most motherfuckers ain't never seen one before. So it was a lot of people fucking paying attention to it. and suddenly cops start showing up following the nigga. So I'm not no dummy. You're not finna follow me for 3 motherfucking blocks and think I'm finna keep rolling. I'm finna pull the fuck over and let you state your motherfucking business, officer, who ain't put on your lights yet. So I pulled over in the hood, and the officer pulled over too. I was like, oh, for real? So then I get out the vehicle, and he started following me with the vehicle.
Well, anyway, that's the beginning of the clip to the show where he put his spin on what happened. And, of course, like I said, you know, his version was, you know, I could have easily crushed him, you know, because I'm an ex-Marine. And you know what I'm saying? He lucky that, you know, I had mercy on him.
Oh, my.
That sounded like a laugh track.
Because, you know, my only concern at the time was because I knew he was a kid. So, you know, my only thing was I wanted to teach him a lesson about talking to grown folks the way he was talking to me.
By punching.
You know.
By getting choked out.
But if you were a Marine, you should have been able to get out of that chokehold, shouldn't you? Man. Some kind of way.
Some Shorty Marines had need it. To talk to him.
A little bit more, he would have been asleep.
No bullshit. Y'all probably should have put his ass asleep.
Actually, if those people didn't say, hey, get off of him, get off him.
And then,
he would have been like, he would have been out.
He probably would have made a joke out of that shit. Damn.
That's
but anyways, Cat's family is saying, and more Cat news, his family is saying that there's something wrong with him. Something wrong with Cat. And he needs to be put in a hospital or somewhere, get some help. But Cat is saying that his family just wants his money. You know. But I'm pretty sure, dog. Yeah, man.
Sir,
you just can't get my money because you say you want my money.
Anyone heard, it's been years, but it's like, you know, comedians, I think it was like Chevy Chase or something. A lot of them are confused and depressed and various other emotions because of, you know, they're always expected to put on a show and be happy and jolly and whatever. And inside, you know, a lot of them are depressed and sad and drug use and all of this stuff. You guys ever heard that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a while, but that's what he seems like, a typical case, you know, in this particular situation. He's always into something. He never seems happy, and he's always making excuses for his poor and bad behavior. I don't want to go see him because I think he's ridiculous. But, I mean, have you guys heard that before?
Actually, I have.
I have too.
But I still do think he has some sort of chemical imbalance.
Some extra.
Going on. I mean, not just necessarily, I know people are like, oh, it's probably drugs or he's on, you know, coke or heroin or whatever. I'm like, no, something chemical is going on with him. And because remember, Martin Lawrence was like out in the middle of the street.
But he said, Martin told you it was that ooh wee.
Yeah,
I know, but I mean, but still, it had to still be something going on too. Like exactly what she just said. There's, with a comedian, there's some form of depression and some form of just a need and a want, you know, for attention and all of those things. But I just feel like there has to be more with Kat than just drugs. You know what I mean? Because he's been getting into a whole bunch of like shit lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I don't know. Okay. Just say, for instance, all right, even if you're on mild drugs like weed and stuff like that.
Weed don't make you do shit like that.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Or maybe even a little cocaine or something like that. A
little bit.
Coke don't make you do that. The more money you make, you know, when you make a certain amount of money, you have a lot of time on your hands. Okay, and when you have nothing to do in between concerts or whatever it is that you know, you might have something planned for next month and the month after that. But when you don't have nothing else to do, and the drugs, and I'm pretty sure when they buy their drugs, they buy them and, you know, where they don't have to keep going out every day. I'm pretty sure they get their little shit
in bulk.
Yeah. You know what
like
I'm saying?
Costco's.
If you don't have nothing else to do, you got all this cocaine or weed or whatever it is that you do. It's just sitting there. I think, you know, over a period of time, that shit just, you know, takes over. Takes Sounds over cool. your mind, you know, takes over whatever it is that you do. And, you know, once the drug takes over.
But see, it's like Queen said, though. I mean, I totally understand your point and everything, but those two drugs right there don't get you there. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, just like how Martin said, that, you know, what has a dope man given me? This ain't my normal shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, I deal with coke users weekly. And coke users, for the most part, mellow the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? They chill, they da-da-da, whatever. You know, now they get a little, when they mix that with the alcohol, you know, and the alcohol might ramp their mood up a little bit, you know, then. And I understand alcohol is technically a depressant, but, you know, I would like to argue someone on that point anyway, because I've been to many parties where a little alcohol made us get not depressed, but very happy, more happy than we originally were. You know, coming down off of it, you might be like, oh,
I'm thinking the coming down part, you might right, be a but little.
Fuck that. I just think alcohol is a mood enhancer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're depressed and you drink, you get more depressed.
Right. Okay.
If you're happy and you drink, you get more happy.
I concur.
So, anyway, but that's besides the point.
So, wait, I have a question. I mean, you may not be able to answer this. So, if you are a coke snorter and you snort a lot of coke, kind of like what Mark was saying, what's going to be your end result? Are you going to be.
Death.
No, not overdose. Before you get to that point, are you going to be like happy and jolly and trying to beat up a 17-year-old? Or are you going to be depressed? You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess what I'm asking is, I'm trying to get a gauge on what would be Kat's thing. What could it possibly be that maybe it's the drugs and that shit taking over? Or is it psychological and the drugs are enhancing his, you know, psychological state, which he's a little nuts?
I don't know.
Now,
and then the thing about it is, the part that we didn't get to on that clip, Kat said they were playing soccer for a long time, and he was gassing. That was also the excuse on why Slim got the best of him, because Kat had scored 3 goals, and he was tired because nobody else was doing nothing. But, you know, again, if you coked up, yeah, that's going to make you run around that field for hours when normally you probably play for 15 minutes. Mm. But, again, it ain't going to make you hallucinating. Do shit like that.
Jump on stage with coke? Rappers where you know they can beat your ass.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
See, there's a difference between smoking coke and snorting coke.
Okay. Or crack.
Wait, maybe I'm about crack? To say, isn't crack
smoking? Coke, crack.
Wait, isn't crack different from coke?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Crack and cocaine is pretty much the same thing.
So why is crack cheaper? I thought it was the way it was cut or something made it
cheaper. It's mixed. It's cut and it's mixed.
So maybe coke? So. I mean crack? He was smoking crack or something? But I don't know. Either way. No, I'm saying, but seriously, I really do think he has a chemical imbalance and it has something to do with.
But
I'm
going to tell you what.
You know, not drug really.
Crack, whether you smoke, well, if you snort crack snort coke or smoke crack, if you haven't had any sleep, you will start hallucinating. Because that shit will keep you up. And if you doing that shit 2 or 3, 4 days and ain't had no sleep, I don't care what nobody say.
Well, shit, I get like that when I'm busy at work and I haven't really had good sleep. And next thing you know, it's like my eyes start getting crossed and my words start slurring.
Right.
Because it's like I've been so busy work-wise. So I don't think that has anything to necessarily do with him.
I think you're gonna experience something, but flat out hallucinating. I'm not going to say, I mean, no form of cocaine is going to make you think the tree is chasing you. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds like boat.
Right. like dippers and all that
get
shit.
Dude. That's running down hallucinating. The highway.
Exactly.
Somebody was doing that.
I've seen that. Hilarious. I was like, oh my God, why is that dude naked?
Right.
Yeah, it was bad.
Right. When that's hallucinating. Yeah, when you... You know, when you got that coke high, you know, yeah, you gonna be like, you know, you gonna be zonked out, but you not seeing the motherfucking sidewalk come up and turn into a monster and come at you and shit like that. That the rest of that shit do to you.
Okay, I would just like to say, please, just stay away from drugs. Just say no.
Yeah,
just say no. Drugs is bad.
Cocaine, for the most part, is a euphoric drug. Anyway, you're chasing that's the drug that you're chasing your first high. And so that's where you feel like you need more and more to get to it. Oh. And you'll never get it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Just one last question. So why is it? Because I think that crack is the worst thing that happened to our black community across the board. My question is, what is the biggest difference between coke and crack if they're basically the same thing? And why money? Is it that crack is like
pure.
Taking over, you
it's
know, black
pure.
Communities?
It's not pure. That's first and foremost. Crack is not pure. It's mixed with, and it, Lord knows what it was mixed with before you got it to cook it, you know, but... You know, it's not a pure form of cocaine.
But
it's,
isn't it
it's
a
mixed
money
with
thing,
baking
though?
Soda. It's mixed with, well, again, it's the difference. It's the difference almost like, uh-huh. like with my job. Take my job for a perfect example. I sell a lot of Budweiser, Bud Light, Bud Light Ritas and all that, that some people call junk beer.
Lightweight.
Whereas the routes over in Georgetown and stuff sell craft beer, high-end, very expensive beer.
Okay.
But I push way more beer than they do. You see what I'm saying? For every six-pack they sell, I'll probably sell 5, 6, 7 cases.
So is the quantity? So even though the Bud may not be
I have a cheaper...
Money.
I have a cheaper product.
Okay.
And some will say even... diluted sort of product because, you know, all that Bud and all that stuff ain't, you know.
The ABV is not high. You gotta drink a lot of it
exactly.
to get to where you're going.
Okay.
Or you drink other things that, you know.
I don't hallucinate.
You're doing it now. But you know what I'm saying?
We're not really in the studio.
Yes.
Or you drink what they call high gravity, you know, stuff like that Rita, that's 8% alcohol, but it's cheap.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
Give you diabetes, too.
As opposed to, you know, a craft beer that has high alcohol, but it's so much more expensive. So it's just, you know.
Sorry, because you're the beer master. Just one more question. So I don't drink a lot of beer. I drink maybe once every 6 months or so. But I love, you know, if it's the wrong title, don't chastise me, but I've been told two different ways. It's Sapporo and Sapporo. It's like a Japanese beer. It's mm-hmm. real smooth, but it's a malt liquor. Technically, what Mark enjoys is considered malt liquor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why is there such a significant... difference, no offense, Mark, with, you know, the
not
Japanese...
me at all. I don't care what it's going to be
the Japanese saying. Malt liquor and, you know, a Schlitz malt liquor.
I'm going to say advertising first.
There's advertisement. There's subtle wording. Sometimes one will say malt liquor. Some will say malt-based liquor.
Ah.
Malt beverage.
Malt beverage, right.
I think that's what it says.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So... yeah, you know, it's a whole lot to that.
But it's like a
and but the main thing, but the main thing to that is it's not targeted in the community.
No, you can barely find it. Like I have difficulties finding that particular beer, especially like you said in urban.
Mostly because it's a nasty beer. But go ahead.
It is not nasty. Oh my god, it's so smooth. I love that. Okay. That's yeah. Anyway, so I was just wondering. Okay, I'm sorry.
You probably would like Mickey's as well.
Excuse me.
Snooty,
these
snooty.
Are not on the same level. A Mickey and Sapporo. Are you kidding me? No fucking way.
Okay.
Don't play with me.
Moving right along.
She yes. said, don't play with me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
yeah,
Mark.
And you did like that in the forehead. My shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That pretty much concludes my diagnosis. Man, we did our thing. We got a lot more to talk about. Yep. Y'all stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back Thank you for still listening to the show. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you for sharing, as we always like to say. And if you have any feedback, you know already, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. So let's get into some of this feedback. All right, I can't remember the question, but maybe it will spark something in someone else's brain. But I can tell you this is from volume show 250. So Miss Davis says, question of the week. Speak on it, damn it, Gina and Queen. True friends tell you the truth in love. They want the best for you, but always take the advice with a grain of salt and live your life the way you want. I can't, like I said, I can't remember the question, but I just like that she said, speaking on it, damn it, and Queen.
Thank you,
Miss
Davis.
That's all you remember, huh?
That's all I know.
Actually, when you read it, it did kind of come back a little bit. Yeah.
So what was it?
I can't remember exactly, but I know we were talking about, it was something dealing with friendships and your friends being honest with you or upfront with you or something along those lines. That when you said it sparked. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's right. Okay.
Okay. That does sound
like a good
question, wasn't it, Brian? About.
He's like,
I know. He's like, what?
Okay, go ahead.
But didn't it spark an interest? I mean, you kind of remember, like, wait a minute, I remember that. I remember it.
All right, move right on.
Okie doke.
Yeah, when your friend said, you know, it's too soon to get serious or something. And
yeah.
Something like that, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Moving on. Okay.
And there you are.
Thank you, Mark. That was good.
Oh, okay. So the next one was, again, from Mrs. Davis. She said, now, I do remember this question. It's question of the week. She said, unless you are Tina Turner, you should only hyphenate your maiden last name with the new married last name. And that was the question we did last week where it was, you know, if the person that sent in the question, they said if you're getting married and the person passed and the woman wants to still keep the dude's last name. Mm-hmm. Damn it, Gina, you weren't here for that. So maybe B can... When we get into the question,
so there was a gentleman that wrote in. He's about to get married, and in the discussions of all the new things that are to come in their new union, she dropped the ball on him that she wants to hyphenate her last name, not with her name, but her deceased ex-husband's name. To honor him.
My feedback?
Yeah, because people can't see you shaking your head.
Hail to the nah. That time, you know, I'm sure she loved her husband that has passed. And I think that, you know, honoring him, you honor his memory. But now that you have found someone else to marry and love, you need to honor that man right now, presently. Whatever you had with your deceased husband is over, and that includes, to me, the name. If I'm going to get married, I think that name should be dropped completely, and you need to move on.
Now, there is another side to the story for this young lady. I don't want to just leave her totally out. Mm-hmm. There is a way to continue to honor your husband and keep that last name going. Don't marry nobody else. Okay. just do you.
Yeah, no. If you love this new guy, then it's a new beginning. It's a new start.
It's
move
totally
on.
New. Yeah.
Yeah, let that.
Don't deprive him of
honoring you,
know, you
with
name.
His last name. Right. And you want to honor, you want to do what? Honor your deceased husband and not honor the man that's currently loving you? Yeah, that's a bit much. Mm-mm. She needs to let that go, in my personal opinion.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
All right. So we have a bit of verbal, so we'll jump into that right now.
Yo, indeed, this is BTG. So in regards of the last question, I feel that you must have some true friends. And of course, I'm assuming that you have to bring that person around. You have to bring that female or male around. The true friends, so they can know what the hell they're talking about when they are giving out opinions. Because sometimes it is good, you know, it is a good opinion, sometimes it's just niggas just hate, depend on who that person is. You have a shitload of friends out here, but not all of them are your true friends. So, I think you have to listen to your friends a little bit. But if you know what you're doing, I mean, after 4 months, I think if you know what it is, then go ahead and shoot for it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna sit up there and I'm the person that, you know, proposed to my wife, after what, 2-3 months. So, you know, now the history helps, but at the same time, when you propose and you get married, that's a whole totally different ball game. And like I said, sometimes it depends on, what you've been through in the past. And your friends went through that as well, your real close friends. So, yeah, man, other than that, I just feel like the opinions do matter. The opinions do matter. And if, I don't know. I think they do matter. That was a tough one for me. That was a tough one because of my situation. Hell, I went ahead and did it without any nigga validation. I didn't give a shit about nobody. I just did it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, at that time, I was going through a lot, and I felt like that was the right call. And then shit, 4 or 5 years later, nigga, we got, you know, got that white picket fence and a hot deal. So, I don't know. You know, like I said, I think it does have a lot to do with your own personal past and shit like that. But yeah, listen to your friends, and you got to go home, turn on that lamp, and just break everything down and see if it's the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? But friends matter, nigga. That's it. Andy, so, where is my nigga James at? You know what? I think James got TNT problems. You know? I think he got some real-life TNT problems. But, yeah, whatever. Jenny, you did him wrong. You did him bad. All right, I'll holler at y'all, man. I love y'all. Talk to y'all later.
Okay. So, we played that one as make sure Gina could hear that. You know, she once again.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Who was BTG, right?
Big TG.
Shut up.
BTG.
Shut up. You must be delayed. You know, I like you. You always have the best feedback. But yeah, shut up. You know. If y'all don't stop talking about that damn James, James was a hot show like for 5 seconds. It didn't materialize. Let's just be done with James. Now it's Carl. And yeah, James was a James seemed like he was a great guy. It didn't materialize. It's good. It's good because guess what? Sometimes you can block your blessings messing with people who really don't want nothing. You know, and no offense to James.
No,
this is
not
true. A shout out to James. This is just in general. Yeah.
That's true.
So moving on, the point is that yeah, James is a great guy and he's doing his thing wherever he is, and I'm doing mine where I am, and I'm happy with it. So thanks, BTG. Yay.
All right.
All right, moving on.
At least one person took it serious.
Such an ass.
Wow.
Scolded it.
We can edit and delete that out if you
want. Oh, no, because then you can deny that happened like you did the rant about your dog.
Excuse me. You know what? You cannot say that. You never materialized information about that rant.
She's materializing a lot.
You did not. Know, right? You did not bring any.
If it's not vicious, it's materializing. Anyway, on to our next feedback.
Yes, let's materialize.
Crew. Big B, the doc. Damn it, Gina, Queen, and new guy, can't remember your name. Oh my God, this question here. Man, you know what? First of all, this question, I hate these type of questions because it brings out the double standard between men and women. Because that shit is a double standard. You know, the women, most women are good with blase, blase with the, I'm keeping my last name from my daddy, from my dead husband, from my ex-husband who's in prison. Whatever. You deal with it, like it, because I'm with you and nobody else. It is what it is in the story. You know, from the woman's side. Okay, cool. You marry her, you throw the ring on her finger, everything's good. But let your first baby girl be born in this world, and the man say, I want to name her after my dead ex-wife. Or I want to name her after my mother, which my mother's name just happened to be Gertrude. Oh, let all hell break loose in that house. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. It's going to be totally different when you want to give the name of your ex or your family name to involved in the family. Oh, you know, it's cool when she wants it, but when the guy wants it, it's a problem. You know, you're not naming my baby girl after this. She's not going to be no Gertrude, blah, 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 blah. You know, tell me I'm lying. Please, somebody tell me I'm lying. So I hate those double standards, and women need to get off that shit.
Oh.
Get off that shit. You with a man, you love that man, you're going to be together for the rest of your life, you hope. Take that man last name. Cherish that man, love that man, become a family of your own with that man. Leave the rest of that shit in the past or behind you. Move the fuck on. And that's all I got to say. This is Mobile Greek, and I'm out. I can't wait to hear the show next week. Deuces.
Oh my, hallelujah.
Yes,
you see, every now and then we have to bring a guest on to pass along the word to you. You see,
yes,
pass off from plate, gets a little tired up here trying to preach this word.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all hard-headed congregation members. But Brother Mobile Greek broke it down with the double standards. You see, he says some of y'all too bit flea bitten floozies got these double standards.
I don't think he said that.
He said, see.
Double
standards. He said, see.
You got fleas.
You're bitching, moaning, you're pawing, you scratch. Because you want a name.
You want it.
That for real mean nothing to you, see.
See?
You see, it's one thing. If your daddy balls couldn't produce no man, so all you got is sisters and the name is gonna die.
Oh my.
You see,
balls.
It's one thing.
Scrotum.
If it's a situation of you kind of want to hold on to the name because the children involved and you want to have the name of your children in it, but that's bullshit too because he can adopt the children and change all y'all names to his name if he really wants to and he loves you and he needs you and respect you. See what
Hallelujah.
I'm saying?
Hallelujah. Praise him.
But some of y'all biscuit-eating, bow-legged, knock-kneed, shit so fucked up all you do is walk around in circles, want to hold on to you.
Knock-kneed.
You walk around.
Oh, my God.
That's from the word of Mobile Greek, not me. You see, he said, let me bring unto this world a little angel. And I want to name this beautiful, wholesome little morsel Gertrude. You see, I want to name this little baby just a twinkle in your eye, the most prettiest thing you ever seen. Hortense. You see, this little nugget of Jesus that fell to heaven with not a sentence in its heart and
not a
sentence in his heart.
You want to name it? Shark Teresa. And let that name be in honor of someone that I shot the club up in and on my departure. And 10 months later, and this one here came along. It's a problem.
It's got to be a problem.
Shock Teresa.
It's a problem.
Shock Teresa. Shock Teresa. Shock everything.
But we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled program. Digging this queen is tapping her watch and shaking her head. And that means our time is short.
Yes, God.
All right.
Let's cut it short.
All right. So, okay. Mobile Greek. My God, you talk about my passion, sir.
Yes, he has.
My gosh.
Wasn't he the one that was a little nervous about talking, and now he just cussing and talking.
I might just have to invite Mobile and let me and him just bang out a show one day.
Oh, hey. Man. Because he was hot from the gate.
Yes, he was.
Right.
Got to think of a name for that show. All that passion under one roof.
Feedback and bullshit. Bullshit and feedback. I don't know.
Might just have to, in honor of the great Kirk Cousins, call it, "You Like That?"
Oh, my.
What?
All right.
Okay, Shaquille.
There you go.
I was going to say, ain't nobody in 2016 naming their baby Gertrude. Get out of here.
Stop playing. Baby going to get beat up.
I mean, it could be a middle name.
Can't even be that.
No, I'm saying if you had to, it could be a middle name. If it had to.
Ain't gonna be.
That's from down south.
Well, if I
mean, that's some, yeah,
that's
southern.
Down south.
Yeah, some southern stuff.
Just saying. Gertie. Gertie for short.
Hortense. Mm-hmm. Bertha Ann. All that.
You're right.
See, I'm not gonna start it.
With the two first names.
Well, ooh. I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, really. If you think about anybody's kid that was born recently, what are the names?
Alexis.
Journey.
Mercedes.
Stop it. Stop lying.
Remy.
I actually have a girl from Mercedes. Kavassier. But here's the funny thing.
Is she Latina?
No, but here's the funny thing. Her middle name is actually Gertrude. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Her middle name is actually Gertrude. It's Mercedes Gertrude Block. So... Yeah, it's all of that.
See, I said.
I mean, I can't say her last name.
I said middle name.
That's two forms of transportation. No, sis, because, what? Of course, everyone knows Mercedes is a car. But back in the day, a lot of people named their mules.
Yep. Yep.
Gertrude.
And horses, too.
Right.
Yep.
She hated. She hates that shit with a passion. So, yeah, I can't imagine.
But you know what? If she wants to stand out and be different right now, I would go by my middle name just to fuck niggas' heads up right now. I think, for real, it would be so against the grain right now if you'd be like, you know.
What's your name?
My name is Mercedes, but call me Gertrude.
Gertie for sure, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Gertie if you're nasty.
That was kind of...
Okay, so look, let's jump into this next little bit. This is not feedback, but if y'all remember, a little while back, we reached out to the fam and we said, hey, listen, you know, Doc dropped a little nugget on us of the new... the new liquor, Giga Monster.
I remember that.
Well, the Giga Monster commercials are still pouring in, y'all. Dope. Let's go.
Well, all right. My name is Dino Red, and I am the most interesting podcaster in the world. I don't often drink homosexual beverages, but when I do, Gayer Monster is the only drink that will do. So like my buddy Mark the Doc Wiley says, the gayer the monster, the sweeter the juice. Coming to a liquor store near you.
Did I say that?
You look confused as shit. He said, wait, what? This was the one time I've seen you alert.
I said Gager. Did I say Gager? Okay.
Yes, you said Gager Monster.
Okay.
Mark, like, hold up.
Right. About to get the one that finger.
He took it there.
No, that joke was funny.
Yeah.
I was going to say, come on, give him
sounded
props.
Like it ain't taking that much practice either.
I'm saying he's a professional podcaster. He right. put together a good piece.
Yeah, he put together a good piece.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
very professional.
Yeah. All right, so
you said it 3 weeks ago. It took a moment.
Okay.
All right, hater.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a good commercial.
It was a good commercial.
Him and Mobile. Good commercials.
They tied for the top right now.
I don't know this last one.
So as you can hear, the Giger Monster doors are still open, people. Sending your Giger Monster commercials.
I'm sorry, I'm voting for this last one. This last one was just, yeah, it was over the top. Yeah.
Doubt.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to today's bit of discussion.
Okay.
All right. As I rearrange the studio and I scroll through.
So you like this song? Okay.
All right. So this question was, this one was sent in about 3-4 weeks ago, but we had some things that we had to kind of switch around because we had to get them out. I had a lighthearted question too. I'm going to slay that one for later. All right. Okay, so this person, and we've spoken about this at least once or twice in the topic, but we all have been in the conundrum of, you know, when it's either a girl that meets a group of guys or guys meets a group of girls, and you kind of have to figure out which one you're going to shoot your shot at. Because if you shoot your shot at the wrong one, you shot the whole group down.
Right.
Because it ain't no switching to the next one. And I think we kind of all kind of agreed. I know you wasn't with us when we originally talked about these questions, but
you know,
I think that's sort of the universal answer to that situation of, you know, if you meet my group of girls and you go at this one and it don't work, you can't now come at me. As they did. Okay. But this person wants to know, if you were in that situation where you met someone in a group and you got with them and it was a great, it's a great relationship. It's ongoing, fully functional. Everything's great. Couple years down the road. Is it okay? I don't know the answer, but he wants to know. So, is it okay years down the road to actually reveal that there was someone else in the group that you actually was intended to get with, but you didn't get the vibe from them, so he went to you?
You know what? No. Yeah. Keep that shit to yourself.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
unless you're feeling guilty, which clearly you must be. Keep that shit to yourself. What good is that going to do her to feel like I was second fiddle to whoever else was in the group? Because then I'm going to need to know who else you talking about. And if you don't tell me who you're talking about, then I have to go back and remember. Like, let me see. It was Gertrude, Hortense.
Damn.
Mercedes.
Portlacia.
Uh-huh. Candida. You know what I'm saying? Then I gotta go back and remember and try to think about all those people that was in the group. Like, damn, who was he?
Cicelina.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know, everybody.
Bitch like bacon.
Everybody. Actually, she doesn't. She gave a bacon 10 years ago. Just because.
Is that a real name? I was like, wait, is that a real
Bacalina.
Name?
But no, really, like that.
Sizzalina.
I'm saying that's some rude shit. Nah, you keep that shit to yourself. Y'all get married. She die before you or after you, and you're on your deathbed. Mm. You gonna die going to the grave with that shit.
Mm. I don't know. That's some people feel the need to like cleanse their souls.
Because you feel guilty.
Bed, you know, look. If, hey, I'm getting ready to die. I know once I tell you this, you might make the death a little quicker.
Might pull my plug.
But I'm going to go ahead. You're right. I'm going to go ahead, so maybe I'll go right. But damn it, I'm going upstairs with a clean soul.
You going to hell.
And bear it all. Hey.
That's rude.
I don't know.
You know, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
I think, even though my answer is don't say shit, but if you feel compelled to do it, there's sort of a way to do it.
Help me to help me.
It better sound something like this. You know, sweetheart, we've been together for X amount of years. And, you know, hey, since girl. You've been in my life, we've had ups and downs. But you have, you know, given me so much joy. You've put me on the path, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, my sun rises and my world rises.
I have a violin on
you. All this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just so glad that, you know, when I initially met you, you were with your girls and everything. And my initial thoughts were to get with Bum Quisha. But when I saw you, I just really saw something in you and decided to go with you. And I'm so thankful from the Most High above that he just gave me the foresight to see that it was you and not make the mistake and get with her. If it don't sound like that.
But I'm telling you, I still guarantee you, she's like, why the fuck you was going to go with Bone Quisha? What the fuck
minute,
she got
I'm
over
sorry.
Me?
I'm sorry, you were going to go with Sizzaline? I'm sorry,
you know what I'm
saying?
What the fuck is all that about?
I'm just saying, Slim, I tried to help you out, and I gave you some good shit right there, but you see how quick they blew holes in that joint like Swiss cheese.
It sound good. Oh, well. It was real cheesy, but it sound good. That shit's not going to work. Mm-mm. Why does he feel, my question would be, why would this gentleman feel compelled to tell her anything? If you're together, I mean, is she still friends with the girl? Do you still look at that girl like, damn, you know, I was trying to get with you and I ended up with her ass. Mm. You know, so it depends.
Do you want to know the truth of that question?
I would love the truth.
We look.
I am ready. Maybe. Do it. Do it.
Nigga, what?
No. Check it out.
Be like, man.
What?
Especially when we get to work, be like, hey, her girlfriends? You might want to come over, have beers one day.
She's all right.
They got book club meeting. You might just want to come over, help me change this light bulb. Just saying.
Or if it's the point where y'all get ready to break up.
Oh.
And no. Y'all going hard at each other. That's why I like fucking Donna anyway. I should have never fucked with you. We would have been in this goddamn situation that we're having right now. Goddamn.
Hey Doc, most people,
right?
Most
that's
people that
come up.
Sorry,
okay,
mother.
Okay.
Most people that I know like their grits in a bowl, not on their skin.
Yeah.
Cause I would say you come with that shit, nigga.
Your ass getting burnt.
Shit,
man,
do that shit outside. Not in the kitchen.
Or you can get ran over by a car.
Well, like, shit. Well, hey,
you better
hey,
say that shit
hey,
and run.
Hey,
mm-hmm. Well.
Maybe
all your
beer
going
up.
Down the sink. I'm just
maybe
letting you
does
know.
Not, it, trust me, it don't matter.
Not the beer.
Oh, the beer is no. Going in the motherfucking sink.
Ooh.
Say some shit like
look
that.
What's going
in the sink?
Tell
look
your wife
face,
some
though.
Shit like that. Damn, your beer
wife,
going
what,
in the
that,
sink,
when
nigga.
When did marriage come in? Well,
I'm
we
sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait, that sounds like a flashback.
And yeah, look, yeah, I swear to God, if y'all don't back me up when I pull her up on this two shows from now, did she went there?
I did not. I was just
wait,
responding.
She went back to what?
Right, exactly.
So cute.
I'm talking about this situation.
She lashed out like a mother.
Did she though? Personally, Mark.
My head was turned.
Saying.
Did she roll her
hi,
back?
Carl. Hey, Carl.
Did you hear any
you hear her now, don't you? Buddy,
you
better
any
listen
finger
to
popping?
The show there.
Was it just me?
That was my neck.
Oh, shit.
All right, Carl. You hear that?
Uh-huh.
Old rickety ass.
Hey. I'm sorry. So.
Potassium.
My response would be, is he feeling guilty about something? Like, is he still looking at that girlfriend like, damn, her ass is fat. Like, why did I get with this bitch?
She got fat ass, though.
I could have been with this one. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, you wouldn't have got with the fat ass girl because she would have shot your ass down. You wouldn't have had a chance at nobody. Mm. So you went with who you thought was going to be best suited for you. And you need to deal with this woman for the beautiful queen that she is and stop worrying about the fat ass single girl that ain't got nobody, because 9 times out of 10, she would have wanted your fucking ass anyway. So, yeah, my thing is take that shit to your grave. There's no need in hurting your current woman's feelings by letting her know that she was a second choice. Fuck that. Like, get your shit together. Deal with the motherfucker you got and stop worrying about what you didn't get, because guess what? You wouldn't have had the bitch no way. Mm. So, there you go.
Sigh. Scorn. I mean, actually, it works either. It works both ways, though.
Yeah, why hurt the girl you're with, though? Like, that makes no sense.
No, I'm saying it works both ways, because what if, you know, it was
a guy and.
Yeah, and it was a woman that was like, ooh, yeah, I really wanted his friend, but. Yeah, I guess I'll settle for him. Man, he's okay.
And that happens. He's more nice. Often
than not. Right.
Huh, man.
Yeah. Look,
he's nice.
If it doesn't work out with her, I'm still kind of close with her.
Nah, man. See, Mark, stop her it. Best. Once, no, once that decision, Mark, once that decision has been made, you bet not have no dude. Me and my friend are out, and you make a play for me, or you make a play for her, and then it's like, oh, it didn't work. And then you're like, yeah, Gene, I always really liked you. I really wanted to talk to you.
Well, fuck, what if your girlfriend makes a play for him?
I was going to say, unless it she could be cruddy.
Who made a play for who?
If she cruddy or he cruddy, then
yeah, nah. I'm
whatever.
Not
y'all both will burn in hell.
Pretty much. I'm not doing it one way or another. Once well, you've been, right. Once you, even, it could even be, you know what, queen, you are beautiful.
True.
And then let's say we're out together, and he's like, you know what, you're beautiful. And then he comes to me and be like, you know what, you're a really cute girl, blah blah blah. Oh, fuck that. You done already said something. All right, you bet not say nothing to me at this point. We're done. You have no opportunity to do anything at that point, for me personally. So there you go.
I'm just saying, who wants to be second fiddle?
That sounds
nobody
good.
Nobody wants
or
to be second
up.
Fiddle. Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's Miss Columbia. Yeah.
Like Steve although Harvey she got lucky.
Well, she got lucky though. Her career actually is better probably than Miss Philippines at this moment. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So right. She got lucky. Right. But I mean, nobody wants to be. Right. Nobody wants to be runner up. I mean, really.
And if they were runner up, take that shit to your grave. She don't. That's for your benefit. It's really not for hers or his to let that person know that they were the second choice. It's for you. Why would you want to hurt somebody and tell them that? Because that's what it would do. It would hurt them to let them know that. You really weren't my first choice. But yeah, I'm glad we're together. You know, you all right.
Thanks.
But I know, right? Like, I really wanted your friend, but you're good too.
You're all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep that shit to yourself.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I wish a woman would tell me that shit.
But then again, what would you do? Know,
I wouldn't be mad.
What would you say?
Yeah, what would you?
I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like this, boy, you let me hit it.
As long as you got some ass,
you know. I got some ass. You know, we had some good times. Get the fuck on, man.
So you were just.
Hey, where's your girlfriend, Cindy?
You would stop it and kick her to the curb, like, automatically?
If she would just tell me that she really wanted him, it would depend on how the conversation ended. Okay. If she would have said that, you know what, Mark, to be honest with you, since we're sitting down here, you know, we're watching Family Feud, and we're just chilling.
Family Feud.
You know, to be honest with you, and I don't know why I'm telling you this, I really liked your friend Brian, but, you know, over the years and the months or whatever it is that I really, you know, I've fallen in love with you. And, you know, had it ended like that, you know.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Maybe that would have rolled.
But then would you be a little,
I'd be a little offended by the fact that she told me later on, but hey, you got me. Hey.
I'm flying you every night.
Yeah, man.
Who the fuck is Arion? What happened to your mother?
You know, I just playing Lisa. Oh.
Who the fuck is Lisa? Motherfucker, you must have lost your mind.
Come on. You know I be saying that shit to get you mad.
Oh, you want to be calling names, motherfucker? The real nigga I wanted was Puppy, but he ain't come to the club that night, God, boo. That I know bullshit. That make you real mad.
Oh. Well, okay.
And that's how it go down in the DM.
How about? There you go.
Boy.
We can do this every weekend. Is that all right with you? Hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Queenie Queen.
All right. Hit us up in deepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1437. Okay, I thought you were going to say one IDS, but we'll go with that too.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thanks. She was so happy and enthusiastic about it. I couldn't really like break her down like Szechuan, like I wanted to. She was very happy.
Chomping at the bit to get her.
I know.
I was like, yay.
Yeah.
Got the number.
It was cute. At least she, I mean, I'm sorry, right. She remembered. Mm-hmm. Or repeated what I just said. Yeah, either way, I'll take
either
it.
Either way.
It's a win. It is a win.
It's only been a couple months.
I'm just saying. It's a win. Because he was quiet. So. Oh, God. He's like, Rick, and still didn't say it. He's like, 437.
I did my job.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep it moving.
Please.
All right. So, we got to get out of this segment real quick. But, had so much fun the last time. I kind of want to do it again. So, damaging, if you will, drop a couple bars about our last question. All three. One.
No.
I had two, two last time. Go.
Three.
Oh, the IDS show is so great. I don't know what to say. I'm out of words. Mark, help me.
No, don't pass it to Mark.
I'm sorry, I have to. Oh, I'm not a rapper.
Man, if you heard the last show, I sounded like trash. I'm just saying. And thank you, listeners, for not coming for me, because it was horrible.
Thank you. Don't come this time either.
They won't. Trust me. They didn't come. They ain't come for me. They ain't going to come for you.
I'm passing it to Mark.
All right, Queen, can you help her out?
No. You're not putting me back in.
Come on, Queen. The beat's about to drop. The beat's about to drop. Go.
I'm not doing that again. I have not drank enough on this show. I listened to the last show. I was like, ooh, why?
Mark's why? Ready. Look at him. He got his head bobby. Like, yeah.
Why are you always
because you, I be looking at you. You ready.
You be looking.
I be looking. You she ready.
Look. Go ahead. I'll let y'all go.
This is Mark Doc Wiley on IDS. You know we give it to you every Monday. Because we giving it the best. And every time we do it for y'all. We doing it for y'all. You know why? Because we give it to y'all. We got Big B on the microphone. We got me. We got Gina over here. Oh, getting over sickness. She got the Zena virus. And we're going to give it to you. Because we always like it. Oh, we got the wires in the microphone. We got the everything. We got going on every Monday night. We're going to give it to you. I'm going to throw the ball to Big B. What you do?
Got that part. Exactly. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Come on, B. You got everybody else going out.
I'm not participating.
Really? Really?
You know what?
This is
that's some bullshit.
No, can you please introduce me to what? Since I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
God. I mean,
you were throwing it to me.
I know, okay, right?
And you bowed out gracefully.
Okay.
Thank you. So you have no ammunition. Because your glass house is so pristine.
Oh. Wax on, wax off. In the grove.
Thank you. So, we're going to get out of here. We're going to take a quick break.
Really? Deepsters, I would love for you guys to call in and say that you'd love to hear B, since he's so quick to put everybody on the mic so they can get to rapping and shit. I'd love to hear you. Oh, I don't you know think what? I've ever heard
first of all, spin. First of all, she ain't listened to the last show because that was evidence.
I didn't. Exactly.
Okay. But anyway.
I didn't. You know. But I will. And then
she
I'll
was too busy talking into Carl's mic, but.
Oh!
Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Hello.
Send me your.
Talking in it, my mouth was
right
full.
You know, just pull people out of
ooh,
time.
Wait.
No one heard that, Queen.
You see,
yeah.
I hate when people come on to this show talking about all the things they know. Really, they missed last week's show because they were home giving fellatio.
Hey!
So.
So now you know.
Yeah.
Can't come
lick,
to the
lick,
show.
Lick.
You give
a so like we gonna get out of here, y'all, real quick.
doing the blow.
Oh.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Y'all be right back real soon.
Fellatio. Blow, blow, blow.
Why did somebody name their child Fellatio not knowing what it is?
Didn't I tell you I went to a girl with college? Her name was Candida.
Oh.
I'm not being funny.
We'll be back, y'all.
I'm dead.
Well, all right. We come to that time. Just to let you in on a little bit of backstage stuff, it has actually been 1.5 hours since you last heard our voice.
No shit.
Even though on your player it was only 2 seconds.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these people in this room right now.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Feelings mutual.
And I wish nothing more for them to leave.
Oh, my. Oh, damn.
But before that,
he loves us.
I have to find out Doctor's one finger, two finger.
Two fingers to all the lovely people who wanted to come to our city to see the cherry blossoms and all that kind of stuff today, and what was happening at the convention center. What was it, Queen?
An international meeting.
International meeting. The bankers or something? No, just international motherfuckers. Yeah, which made downtown transit a pain in the ass, you know, and a busload of kids who made it impossible for me to turn corners and everything.
Gave them two fingers? That's nice of you.
Yeah. So, thanks to you guys. And let me see. One finger to... I don't have one finger this week.
It's good.
No one finger to yesterday's weather?
Or today's?
Well, yesterday's weather. Today's.
I was going to say, it's windy as shit outside.
Yesterday, no. I was in the house all day yesterday until I went over my mother-in-law's house.
So it was good.
Shit, yeah. Hey, if I don't have to be out in it, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Actually, I'd rather for the weather to be real fucked up on the weekend for me.
So you can stay in the house and chill?
No. Because I don't have to be out in it during the week.
I got you.
So a lot of people want beautiful weather on the weekend, chill. But me, I'd rather for it to be fucked up on the weekend because I ain't got to go out in it on the weekend.
I got you.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, okay. So I have two fingers. My first two fingers are to being sick, oddly enough. It makes you have to stop and just sit and reflect, whether it's, you know, the weather, whether it's, you know, what you got going on, whether you need to think about your goals and reflect because you're sick. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. So you have to just take a minute and stop. And sometimes we get so caught up in everything that we have going on that we never just sit for a minute and just think and ponder and what have you. So oddly enough, I give two fingers to having a cold. My second two fingers goes towards oral sex. It's a beautiful thing.
Woo.
Yes, before you give head, you should have some Jägermeister. Because it will, and I'm sorry, that was Jägermonster. Because it will make the experience fabulous. So, yeah.
Well, you got to drink it now. God damn. That's all I'm right, though. More power to you.
So, yes, my second two fingers is to giving head. And, hey, for that particular woman who was like, you know, I don't want to keep my husband's last name. If you sucking his dick, you need to be taking his name. So, there you go. So, two fingers to that.
Well,
girl, you're going to be getting a lot of fans.
It is not the alcohol. I agree with giving your man head. What's the problem? Don't you like head?
See, Mark agrees. One person in this room said anything wrong was wrong with that.
Nope.
Mark agrees. He was like, yes.
There you go. Nobody's there you go.
Argued you with you.
So you all agree with me?
What the?
Okay.
Yes. Two fingers.
Queenie.
Okay, well, let's see. Two fingers to people that are dope and they invite you over to the house and they can cook and they don't mind sharing their food with you. Shout out to my girl E for inviting us over for Easter yesterday. And for my mom for being like, okay, let's go. Because I thought she was going to punk out on me and not go. But shout out to her, too.
Mom's hungry.
I'm just saying. Because sometimes she's like,
don't want everybody's cooking and all.
Well, no, not even that. She's like, I'm tired. I'm like, come on. So shout out to E. Mm-hmm. She all put it down in the kitchen. Let's see. So I will also say, one finger, because I have one today. One finger to the pollen and the sinus factor, because my goodness. Okay. The last couple of weeks, I really should have just reserved this for this weather and everything that's going on, because my sinuses, I don't even have allergies, but my sinuses have been off the hook because of this weather. So, one finger to that. Oh, and two fingers to the natty pot, because I'm about to try to hook it up and see if that helps me.
Exactly. Irrigate.
I'm just saying.
Hey, whatever
works.
It's
actually pretty cool to see that. It's like, oh, wait. Why? Oh, wow.
Look at that.
You go in one nostril and it's coming out the other. Wow. Ooh. It's cool.
All right. I don't want to drink anymore. Nothing.
You know that's not going to stop you. Stop
sure
playing.
Okay. Watch this.
Right. I was going to say, don't be grown.
All right. I would like to. I would like to give two fingers. I would like to give two fingers to my lovely, wonderful North Carolina Tar Heels.
Something told me they were
for just being the team that I knew
Final Four
you could be, and not only have you made it again to the Final Four
again,
the most ever in the history of the NCAA. You have done it with relative ease, as you have trounced everyone in your path. I thank you. I have a few one fingers to give.
Oh my.
I would like to give my first one finger, since I gave my two fingers to North Carolina. I would like to give my first one finger to a Mr. Pat 40. Yeah, he's a journalist. He's a jackass. And he put out a tweet today that said, the Final Four is set. You have Villanova versus Oklahoma. And in the other bracket, you have on probation versus under investigation. Wow. Oh, Mr. Pat 40, because your glass house is so squeaky clean, because you've never done anything wrong. You've never been accused of doing anything wrong. But because you're a fucking lowlife journalist that needs to get some eyeballs to read your bullshit, you put out stuff like that. Fuck you. Fuck you. And in case your wife and children are listening, fuck them too.
Oh, not the wife and kids. Oh. All right.
My next one finger is to Phlegm. Not just any old phlegm, but that one piece of phlegm that wanted to stay right in the point of my throat where you wouldn't go down or come up, and you just hovered and did your thing right there and kept me up all night coughing and hacking, and I actually managed to get up more blood than I did your little piece of shit self. Yeah, fuck you. And I think that's all I'm gonna do for today. I have a couple more, but I want them to manifest a little bit so I can get passionate like my man Mobile Greek did today. He brought it.
Yes, he did.
No doubt.
He was ready. Him was ready.
So, with that being said, we gonna get on up out of here.
Two finger for Big Mike for standing in for Gina Jean last week.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, Big Mike did a pretty good job, man. Good job there, son.
Hey, Queen.
No doubt.
Yes.
You didn't say anything about Michael. Was he a nice guy?
Oh, he was dope.
He was dope.
When you listen to the episode, you'll understand.
All right, Queen.
All right, how about that?
You left the dog.
Don't come for me unless I send for you.
I wasn't. I was alluding to.
And, no, you were alluding, period, is what you were doing.
Like, oh, this stop alluding. Was cute and da da da. You don't say that.
Just alluding the whole podcast community.
Unless I send for you.
Because you're over there fucking with Carl's balls. Just put that
I'm
down.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference.
Well, if you're not. If you're sucking his dick and ain't doing nothing to his balls, you ain't doing shit well.
Excuse me, I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got this.
Okay, well, and if you missed his balls, if you missed his balls on his way to his rooter, motherfucker, then his balls must be minuscule, or your tongue game sucks.
I don't miss a spot. So don't get it twisted.
You're the one that went there,
Mark. You see that meter?
I'm still here.
You're the one that went there. Don't come at me with your twisted ass talking about you missed his balls
and you don't fuck with
balls, bitch. Don't make my
balls
cold. I got
the balls, the dick. I got the little spot in between the balls, the dick, and the ass. I got this.
While you got my dick in your right hand, use the other hand and keep my balls
warm. I don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay, so shut up.
I have enough dick for to have in your hand and your mouth at the same time. So maybe you need to talk to Carl about that shit.
Oh, trust me when I tell you.
Talk to him
Carl
about genetics.
Carl got enough for every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor, nigga. Okay? Don't play with me.
She told you.
You tell me shit.
Her shit is... I've missed you so much. Let's end this on a good note.
Oh, it's going to be on a good note.
Let's not be ugly. It's I've missed be you on this last good. Week or two. I haven't seen Charnier.
You. You want to say your head game weak just because you get loud.
Motherfucker,
don't
I
head
never
game
said
weak.
My head game was nothing.
You
okay,
said you
I did
the
not
balls.
Say. I never said you I missed the balls. I didn't miss shit.
You said you missed
I
balls.
I got it all.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Don't play with me.
Strong
is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Yes, it is.
Y'all roll back the tape.
I'm gonna listen to this shit.
You know what?
Y'all roll back
the
tape.
You know what? You don't have to roll back the tape because there'll be some point she's not gonna remember. And I'll be like, look, goddamn it.
Exactly.
You know what, B?
Show blah, volume blah. Go back and listen.
Why you make me have to go there? See there?
I didn't make you go there.
Are you gonna share this show with him?
Gina, please don't.
Gina, you did. You held your own. That's all I'ma say. Now you
that
have a lot of
from
sound
the rooter to the tutor.
Yeah, right, right.
And everything now, in between from the hole to the tank to the balls to the
Doc. Just because you wind your neck don't mean you made a point.
First of all, my point was clear.
I mean, you giving her props for all. All she did was this.
Oh,
there was
said,
no points
no, no,
at all.
No, she had some. She said some words.
She contradicted everything she said.
I never contradicted myself.
She contradicted everything she said.
How? How?
Listen to the tape.
How?
Listen to the tape.
I'll have to, because I swear she said from the rooter to the tutor. That's okay. All I heard.
But she started off saying she don't fuck with the balls. But
I never said I don't fuck
okay,
with the
balls. Okay, now I have to.
What I was
I
saying
go
is,
back.
you can take my sound bites.
I heard what man. You said. We got that point.
You got some new shit.
Some of us are sober. We got that point.
You can take my shit out. You got
whatever. You know you're enjoying
that. 2016 shit. Hey, you can take my shit out.
And I blew it a little. Your ass belongs to me. You know you love hearing that shit. Stop playing.
I do.
Okay. All right.
Well, you got some new shit to add.
You really do.
No.
From the rooter to the tutor?
Uh-huh. Look, man.
From the hole to the tape right. to the
ball. We
got
to get out here. As always important, we like to say.
You got woke up this morning. You got the rest of the bullshit.
Can we change that when we talk about this?
Now.